Brian Peters, that is Professor Peters to you, is heading to the dogs and barking at the sun in WeatherBrains 101. Hang on for the ride.
Pencils sharp, notebooks open, class is in session. Here is Professor Peters with WeatherBrains 101.
Do sun dogs bark? So how about something a bit lighter for WeatherBrains 101 this week? I can't say that I've ever heard a sun dog bark, but I've sure seen plenty of them, sometimes in pairs. A sun dog is either of two colored luminous spots that appear at roughly 22 degrees on both sides of the sun. They are caused by the refraction of sunlight passing through ice crystals. They are most commonly seen during the winter in the middle latitudes and are exclusively associated with cirriform clouds. Sun dogs typically, but not exclusively, appear when the sun is low, near sunrise and sunset, and the atmosphere is filled with ice crystals forming cirrus clouds, but diamond dust and ice fog can also produce them. They are often bright white patches of light, looking much like the sun, hence another common name, mock sun. Sometimes they exhibit a spectrum of colors ranging from red, closest to the sun, to a pale bluish tail stretching away from the sun. The scientific name for sun dogs is parhelia. Sun dogs form as the sunlight is refracted by hexagonal, plate-like ice crystals with diameters larger than 30 micrometers and with their flat faces horizontally oriented. The difference between sun dogs and halos is the preferential orientation of the ice crystals through which that light passes before reaching our eyes. If the hexagonal crystals are oriented with their flat faces horizontal, a sun dog is observed. But if the hexagonal crystals are randomly oriented, a halo is observed. Well, that's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.